This is a big week for television, and no, it's not just the season finale of Grey's Anatomy. It's Upfront Week. The networks, broadcast and cable, preview the coming season for advertisers. That means TV networks are presenting the shows they're bringing onto the schedule and saying goodbye to some old favorites. And by old, Law and Order, after 20 seasons, is being ripped from the schedule after teaching us some very important lessons.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police who investigate crime, and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders.
And, of course, save the cheerleader, save the world, but you can't save heroes.
And all the other stuff, the flying, the rumbling, all just special effects put on by a very gifted show.
Not gifted enough. NBC canceled Heroes, while ABC votes Lost off the island.
Because a little bit of this very same light is inside of every man. But they always want more.
But it's not all goodbyes. There are some very significant new additions to the lineup this time around. So, what do you think is missing from your TV schedule? Drama, reality TV, not enough? Jersey Shore? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Eric Deggans is the television and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times, and he joins us today from the studios at the Poynter Institute down there in Florida. Nice to have you with us today.
How you doing, Neil? I don't even think you really need me. you have handled this so well with those clips. That's great.
Well, thank you very much for that. But those are saying goodbye to the old. The networks are saying hello to a whole bunch of new stuff. They are not paring down ambitions. They are not relegating themselves to the world of reduced advertising revenue. They're trying to take away new viewers.
Yes, the most obvious example of this, I guess, is NBC. They announced their fall schedule and their schedule for the whole 2010-2011 TV season on Sunday. 13 new shows, 8 new shows debuting just this fall. It's an amazing amount of new material. And, you know, experts are wondering whether or not, you know, viewers will be able to find all of these shows at once. That's just an amazing amount of material to dump on people at once.
Well, they had to do something after, you know, the debacle of the Leno disaster.
Most definitely. Jay Leno at 10 p.m., his failure left open 5 slots at 10 p.m. And there's a show that already exists, Parenthood, that's a few months old at least, that's in one of those slots. But they had to fill 4 slots. And, you know, we've got a Law and Order spinoff. We've got some new stuff coming. And, you know, I give them credit. They're going for it. You know, they're all in, as they say in poker. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if it works out.
And they're all in with scripted series, dramas, sitcoms, not just NBC, but the other networks, too. A little new addition to the reality TV genre.
Well, that's the way this tends to work in network television. In fall, they tend to go with mostly scripted fare. What's happening right now in New York City is that the networks are selling their advertising time in advance to advertisers. It's called the upfront season. Mm-hmm. So they're unveiling all their new shows, and they're going to the advertisers and saying, you know, hey, IBM, hey, McDonald's, you know, buy a 30-second slot in this great new show because it'll get all the people who want to buy your product. So the fall tends to be weighted down with a lot of scripted material. Now, as those scripted shows start to fail, we'll see more reality start to creep up. And by the time we hit December and January, we'll have a lot more, you know, the balance that we're used to seeing in terms of reality and scripted.
Because the reality shows are a lot cheaper to produce. For
reality shows are cheaper, and also they're not as glamorous. So if you're trying to sell people advertising time, you're going to sell them with shows starring Jimmy Smits and starring Matthew Perry and starring Dana Delaney. You're not going to come to them with a reality show that features a bunch of people you found in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey.
Or New Jersey, for that matter. And there is another trend. Instead of retrenching, well, these scripted shows are very expensive, the networks are also buying a lot of pilots to go through them to find all of this new product.
Right. Well, you know, we had a huge recession in the media industry and in the country in general last year. And so there was a lot of talk about trying to change the way network TV does things. Basically, network TV goes out and creates a bunch of sort of, they call them pilot shows. They're basically practice shows. They're taking these scripts and they're trying to see how they would work in a televised format. And, you know, each network could create something like 30, you know, pilots. And they may only pick, you know, 10 is a lot if they pick 10. You know, we're amazed at NBC for picking 13. So that's a pretty low batting average to spend, you know, an average of $1 million, maybe even $2 million a pilot, and then only pick up, you know, a quarter or, you know, even less, a fifth of the shows that you actually produce. And then you put those on your schedule and you try to make them work as series. Now, there was an attempt to get away from that because that's so expensive. But what they found is that it's very hard to come up with great new shows if you don't go out there and make a bunch of pilots and see what works on television.
And these networks need hits, particularly NBC, but all of them do.
Yeah, most definitely. What we're finding is every season viewership goes down anywhere from 8 to 10%, and a lot of that viewership is going to cable TV, where the more adventurous and high ticket shows are going. So the network TV is trying to push against that. They're trying to say, hey, you know, we can do some interesting shows too. We can do shows that cost money. We can do shows with great special effects. We can do shows that push the envelope in a scripted fashion. And I think this season is an interesting attempt to try and prove that, but also not to be quite as adventurous as maybe they were last season.
And when you adventurous, well, all right, we'll see. But when you say adventurous shows going to cable, you're not talking just HBO. TNT, USA, these cable networks that used to be just the province of, Law and Order reruns not so long ago, and still are to some degree, but they have some really high-quality shows.
Yeah, most definitely. And I don't know if I would even say USA and TNT because they tend to be more conventional. But if you look at FX, if you look at shows like The Shield and Sons of Anarchy, mm-hmm. and you look at AMC and you look at Mad Men and you look at Breaking Bad, you know, these are shows, they don't explain things all the way for viewers. They're very challenging. They have characters that are very conflicted and that sometimes act in ways that are not particularly heroic or particularly admirable. They're shows that kind of challenge viewers, and they're on basic cable. And so now the networks have to compete with that. Now, last season we saw them try to do things like Flash Forward, which was a very complex show with a lot of storylines, and it was very mysterious, and people kind of checked out on it. You know, they've tried things like Pushing Daisies on ABC in mm-hmm. the past, you know, a very, again, complex and quirky drama comedy blend, and that didn't work so well. So I think we're seeing a little bit of a pullback from that. But, you know, you do have shows like Glee, for example, a melding of drama and comedy and musical that seems to be working well. So that's a reward for taking a chance. And I think Lost is going out, you know, full guns blazing. They have not compromised their material at all. And I think it's sort of shown network television, you can still do a complex drama. It just has to be really good.
You mentioned Flash Forward. Romel writes, I am sorry to see this TV show Flash Forward canceled. I thought it was a fantastic show. Hopefully they'll at least get to some sort of acceptable ending. There are discussions I know of maybe a two-hour wrap-up to Heroes, maybe a two-hour wrap-up to Law and Order, but any future for Flash Forward?
I don't think so. I think there's a sense that show basically failed, and ABC had to basically choose, I think, between either retaining the remake that they did of the sci-fi series V or retaining Flash Forward. And I think there was a sense that, you know, V certainly had slightly better ratings, and maybe there was more potential in what they were doing with V. And frankly, I agree. I predicted about 2 weeks ago that Flash Forward would get canceled and V would be retained. There's a hope that they'll wrap up Heroes with a two-hour movie. Law and Order, I think they're going to try and address that within the Law and Order shows that are already on the air. Mm-hmm. There's a Law and Order in Los Angeles that's going to appear on Wednesday nights, and then right before that is going to be Law & Order SVU, still set in New York. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we had a couple of characters from the mothership Law & Order maybe send the people to Los Angeles to start the show in Los Angeles or something like that.
Let's get Doug on the line. Doug's calling us from Honolulu.
Right, in Honolulu, where the front page story, the front page of the Honolulu Advertiser is dominated this morning by
Hawaii 5-0.
In fact, I think that Hilo could be covered with lava from Mauna Loa, and you'd still see bigger headlines about 5-0. But the amazing thing for me, and I don't watch a lot of the regular primetime shows because I just don't find any particular value to it, but what looks like we're going to get from 5-0 is the same homogeneous, beautiful 30-something look in the lead characters. Even the governor, who looks like maybe she could be in her 40s, has that sort of fabulous blonde curly look. And so what I take from this is that they're pandering to a particular audience that continues to love that beautiful 30-something look. And I tell you, the guy who's going to be playing Chin-Ho Kelly doesn't look like he's lived nearly as much as the original who used to play him back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that one for sure, but I will tell you that CBS, the network that picked up the Hawaii Five-0 remake, is the most conventional broadcast network. And so they have a formula for how they do dramas, and they surround, they pack the cast with pretty people. They find a star that they believe in to sort of center the action, and the stories are self-contained from week to week. That's generally how CBS does business, and that's probably what you're going to see in Hawaii Five-0. And, you know, they want to sell McDonald's Happy Meals and Adidas sneakers. What can I tell you?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'll look forward to seeing in the first couple episodes whether the new Steve McGarrett can carry his chops very much as Jack Lord did. But beyond that, I don't have a lot of hope.
All right, Doug.
Well, I will tell you that Daniel Day Kim, the guy who is playing the sidekick character, has proven that he's a great actor on Lost. And so I have a lot of high hopes for that series because I like his work a lot.
What's his problem? He only works on islands. Anyway, Doug, thanks very much.
He
for
doesn't
the
want
call.
To move out of Hawaii.
I don't think so. That's probably it. Yeah. Not so dumb. We're talking with Eric Deggans of the St. Petersburg Times. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. There is an ambitious new J.J. Abrams project, speaking of Lost, that is coming to TV. And is this the one where the two spies retire to start a catering service, but of course are dragged in back into the spy business?
Just when they thought they were out, they pull them back in. Yes, of course. this is called Undercovers. And, you know, I guess it could be thought of as a sort of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith for TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason that I think J.J. Abrams' name on this show is what is making people take it a little more seriously. And also what's interesting is that the couple is black. The wife is a British actress, and the male lead is a guy that we've seen on soap operas before. And they're black not because the show is centered on black culture or black characters. They're just black because they like those actors and they decided to cast it that way, which I think is a wonderful development, and I hope to see repeat it.
Here is an email from Ed in Lancaster, Ohio. Cancel Law & Order just when I thought the Leno O'Brien debacle was the stupidest move a network could ever make. And Law & Order Los Angeles, New York has been the one continuing character in all of the Law & Order series. Law & Order LA is like having Gunsmoke Paris.
You know, I was going to say that it would be like trying to get a Philly cheesesteak in Toledo, but but I totally agree with that assessment. And what scares me about the Law & Order Los Angeles show is that NBC executives said on Sunday that there isn't really a pilot script, and they certainly don't have a pilot episode. They tend to make these deals with the man who created Law & Order, Dick Wolf, in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So they've talked about the concept a lot. NBC has agreed that they like it, but they don't even have a script yet. And setting it in Los Angeles is a huge change for the show. Although, rest assured, we will still hear the doink doink, which is the most important thing.
It is the most important thing. There is also a major change to one of the staples of television in the last several years, and that is American Idol.
Yeah, American Idol. Fans have been complaining about the way the show runs over time and about a sense that particularly the episodes where they reveal who's going to be kicked off the show seem to be padded with material. And Fox has heard those complaints and they've cut down each episode by a half an hour. So the Tuesday performance episodes will be 90 minutes, and the results episode will be just a half an hour. Now, we will see if Idol can actually stick to this schedule because, frankly, they haven't even been able to stick to the larger time slots that they have this year. But I think this is a good move for a show that seriously needs to be streamlined and needs some discipline. They seem to have lost their way a little bit this season, They had they've had contestants that fans have complained have been too boring. They've had shows that have been too long, and their host Ryan Seacrest has gone off the reservation sometimes in ways that seems to be designed to kind of pad out the episodes. That's kind of bizarre and kind of have concerned fans. So I'm hoping that they'll streamline the formula here and get things back on track.
The idea of Seacrest growing rogue is it boggles the mind. But they also need a new star in a bad way, because this Simon Cowell ain't coming back.
Yeah, the star judge Simon Cowell is creating his own show called X Factor that should debut on Fox a year from the fall. This is his last season on the show, so they have to come up with somebody who not only has some kind of credibility in the music community, but he has to be interesting, or she has to be interesting. It has to be somebody who can sort of be level with the contestants in a way that isn't overly mean, but in a way sort of speaks to what everybody's thinking in the room. That's one of Simon's talents. He's been able to be brutally honest with these contestants in a way that seems a little mean, but also seems like he's telling them what they need to hear. And I think they're going to find that that is a singular talent, and they're going to have a hard time replacing it.
All right, time, I think, for one last question. Now, this one happens to come from the control room. Is Parks and Recreation coming back?
Parks and Recreation is coming back. There's a little bit of controversy there because the star, Amy Poehler, got pregnant, and so they ramped up production in hopes of completing enough episodes so that it could debut in the fall. And then NBC decided, well, you know what, we'll bring it back in the middle of the season. So all that hard work that you did, we're going to shelve the show until January anyway. So rest assured, it is coming back. NBC really likes the show. They've added Rob Lowe to the cast, and they've added another great actor from a Starz show who's also really promising. So they like the show. It's going to come back.
Eric Deggans, thanks very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Eric Deggans, television and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times, with us today from the Poynter Institute in St. Pete. Tomorrow, when it comes to attention, memory, knowledge, you're almost certainly not as good as you think you are. We'll be talking about that tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.